Lala Tanmoy Das, Seizing Moments. We were playing hide and seek underneath a leafy frock of almond trees when suddenly my sister froze, robbed of motion temporarily until, beneath a scarf of autumn breeze, she fell onto a strip of road, paved in stone, her bony arms arched upward, while restless quivers turned into fired shots of squeeze, 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 clenched fists, rocky lips, eyes behind the cup of lids, muscles below her wrap of skin tightening spasmodically. Her C-shaped spine rocked back and forth, while shock-like jerks gripped furiously her crowded map of nerves. Balls of froth spewed soundless screams in between convulsions. I yelled for help, but there was not a soul nearby, not a bird in the sky, the first responders far away. Moments passed by as I watched her body squirm and writhe, tense up, contort into a cold apostrophe, breaths growing thick over purple lips, until about a minute passed. The spasms died, the clench subsided, the slur of words resolved. Her vacant eyes filled up with light, and she jolted awake in disbelief. This was many years ago, when she was 12 and I was 4, yet it remained so vivid in my mind, that cloudless sky, nature's course, an empty road, and her body's overshot circuitry.